WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer, back with another daily dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving into something that might seem a little unexpected. Mindful eating. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, I barely remember to eat sometimes, let alone focus on every bite. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there, shoveling down food while scrolling through social media or binge-watching our favorite show. But guess what? This isn't just about becoming some Zen master who meditates with their kale smoothie. It's about creating a healthier relationship with food and feeling genuinely good in our bodies. Think of it this way, we spend so much time trying to train our minds to focus, but rarely do we give the same attention to how we nourish ourselves. Mindful eating is like giving your body the respect it deserves, a chance to truly savor each bite and understand its needs. It's about listening to those internal cues of hunger and fullness instead of just reacting to cravings or emotions. So, what does mindful eating actually look like? Here are 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with food. 1. Slow down. Ever felt like you're constantly on the go, rushing through meals like a hamster on a wheel? Take a deep breath and remember, eating is an experience, not just a chore. Put down those distractions, phones, laptops, TV, and truly engage with your food. Chew slowly, savor the flavors, notice the textures. You'll be surprised how much more satisfying each bite becomes. 2. Listen to your body. This is where it gets really powerful. Pay attention to your body signals. Are you truly hungry or are you just bored, stressed, or tired? Before you reach for that bag of chips or that extra slice of pizza, ask yourself, am I actually physically hungry? Often, we eat out of habit or emotion rather than genuine need. Learning to differentiate between the two is a game changer. 3. Choose nourishing foods. Mindful eating isn't about deprivation. It's about making choices that fuel your body and make you feel good. Think vibrant fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, foods that give you energy and support your overall well-being. Remember, food is more than just calories, it's information that tells your body how to function. Choose wisely. 4. Practice gratitude. Before each meal, take a moment to appreciate the food in front of you. Where did it come from? Who grew or prepared it? Expressing gratitude for this nourishment can shift your mindset and make your meals more enjoyable. It's a simple yet powerful way to cultivate a deeper connection with your food. 5. Be kind to yourself. Listen, there will be days when you slip up. You'll reach for that cookie or have a takeout night. Don't beat yourself up. Mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer to a friend. Okay, picture this. You're at work, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Your stomach starts grumbling, but instead of grabbing whatever is quickest and easiest, that vending machine snack or leftover pizza from yesterday, you pause for a moment. You take a deep breath, step away from your desk, and choose to make a mindful decision. You head to the kitchen, wash your hands, and prepare a simple salad with fresh ingredients. As you eat, you savor each bite, noticing the crispness of the lettuce, the sweetness of the tomatoes, the tanginess of the dressing. You chew slowly, appreciate the nourishment, and feel your stress levels begin to ease. See? It's not about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that align with your well-being. So take these insights and make them your own. Start by incorporating 1 or 2 into your daily routine. Slow down during your next meal, listen to your body's cues, choose nourishing foods, practice gratitude. Remember, every small step counts. Join me tomorrow as we explore another aspect of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until then, keep shining bright and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.